Ah, there you go.
Get it.
The new year's coming.
New year, new you. I know. Isn't that the most annoying phrase ever?
It's true, though.
But we're a couple weeks away from 2019, which is just mind-boggling.
It's
and I
2019. Crazy. Stop saying 20 in the year. I can't stand that.
Why?
Oh, why?
Because everything's salty. Like, that's so 2018. Oh, my God, 2018. No, it's 2018. It's 2019. Go ahead.
I love you. You're the best. Preference, I guess. You know, I did actually read a meme that said, these are the last years of the teens that we're ever going to see in our lifetime.
Oh, you almost just made me cry.
No, is that kind of weird when you think about the math of it? Anyway,
in
that's stupid.
In our lifetime?
Yeah.
That means I'm not going to be here in 2000 and...
No.
No, it'd be 3,000.
3,013.
Yeah.
Dang, son.
So what are you going to do in 2019 to make life better? Because I keep seeing everybody, 2018 was the worst year ever.
Stop
and
saying
although
it.
Sorry, 2018, although I feel there were like a lot of really tough moments, I feel like we all kind of had a great year. But what are we looking forward to in the new year?
I'm looking forward to a lot. One being that I've been consuming mass quantities of food. That's from Coneheads. Consume mass quantities of food just because I'm leaning up to the new year. Because I'm going to get back to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in about 2 years. So I'm going to hit the gym back up. What else? Yeah, I'm going to find me some more work because I still work part-time.
Did you feel like she was about to say, find me a nice
man? Me? Yes. I was like, damn, girl, go
no,
get
girls.
It.
No, girls. No, that's not on my work. Priority yeah, list like, right
oh,
now.
Oh, my God.
No, so I'm going to do that and I'm going to try to get out of some debt. And I'm going to learn how to cook better.
You have... Seriously, though, side note, you have no excuse to not be a good cook. You are around the best bakers / cookers in the world.
And I want to travel because I followed someone on our Running and Cocktails page, Lauren something. You might know who I'm talking about. She just went to Copenhagen in Denmark.
Lauren Scala. She's a traffic reporter on TV, Channel 4, I believe. I hope that's the right channel. But have you been following her story?
Yes, it looks insane. And I love going to places where like, I've been to Thailand or people go to like London and these typical places. But you don't really hear people talk about going to Denmark.
She is a boss. You have to follow her Instagram, Lexi. She travels by herself. She's been... Yeah. Everywhere.
And I would do that. I have no fear of traveling alone. I'm good with that kind of, like, I feel like I'm strong now. Like, me a year ago would be like, oh, where am I? What train do I take down in Penn Station? You know, now I'm like,
you're getting stronger.
Take it in. Let's do this. Me and Lexi got on the wrong train the other day. I was laughing my ass off. Lexi's like, oh my God. She wasn't panicking, though. I'm like in Wonderland, and Lexi's like, all right, well, here's the sign. We're going this way. We're in the middle of the ocean right now. We got to get back.
Middle of the ocean. Although I can't picture Lexi going, oh my God, but that impression is her totally. She gets all like, oh my gosh, like so stressed out. What did you feel like? What was the problem?
I wasn't stressed that I didn't know where we were. I was stressed because we were supposed to be at our location an hour ago, and now we're completely in bumblefuck.
Out
I think
in the ocean.
Yeah, my phone.
We were supposed
the dot
to go to
was in the ocean.
Financial district, and we ended up in Brooklyn. And it was pretty. I wanted to hang.
Christina was like, look at the lights. I'm like, girl, we're an hour late. Let's go.
So is it maybe being more timely in 2019?
No, I want to travel more.
You want to travel more?
And be late, and it's fine.
Yeah. Where would you go in 2019?
OMG, everywhere. Like I just said, Denmark. Right. I would go to Denmark. I want to go to Amsterdam.
You want to smoke that pot and go see those brothels?
No, I like little places like that. Do you know where I really want to go? Which I did like meet someone a couple years ago on a vacation who was from there, but we stopped talking or whatever, and life moves on, and it's unrealistic to think that you would end up being with someone who you met on vacation. But Russia, the churches there are so beautiful in Moscow and stuff, and everyone's like, oh no, girl, do not go to Russia.
I
would. Australia.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
I know, and it's a lot of money that I don't have, and I want to travel to different states. I haven't been to Disney World since I was 16. I want to go to Disney World.
Russia, Disney World,
Oregon. I want to go everywhere, basically.
Travel. Yeah. I love that. What about the men?
That's not on my priority list right now.
Good for you.
I love that.
I gotta worry about me. I ain't got time to worry about nobody else.
What if you meet someone in Amsterdam?
Well, I meet someone in Amsterdam. They ain't coming home with me. They're staying in Amsterdam.
What about you, Lexi?
I would love to travel, too. I think that's a good one. You put that in my head. I would love to see the world or even see, like, the United
travel
States.
Travel changes you, yeah. And yes. It makes you open your eyes, even if it's just to Atlantic City for a weekend.
Yeah. Well, just to see how other people live. Like, where would be the first place you go?
Yeah.
Traveling, good question. I really, really want to see Australia, and so does my boyfriend, but it's like a 24-hour flight or something like that.
That's a good test for a relationship, be on a plane together for 24 hours.
I know.
That'd be awesome. Then you really know. That's one thing, too. You travel with somebody, then you know.
Oh, I know.
If you're compatible.
I haven't even been away with my boyfriend like that since we've been dating.
Wait, you haven't been anywhere? How long have you been dating?
Probably like 2 years now.
No
about.
Trip. No week-long like beach
no,
trip.
No week-long. We had the biggest thing we did was like a night in the city.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Which
was
San Gennaro.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. Which was great. But we never been somewhere like that.
Wait,
so
side note, I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, you did the night away in the city for San Gennaro, and mm-hmm. then you got up early and left Sunday because you had some kind of football league or something like that. So that doesn't even count because you were probably in New York for 8 hours and then you were home.
But I like how Christina's saying travel alone because I would like to do that too, but I would probably do it first with my boyfriend Tommy. That's
your mom
up there.
Would not go for you traveling by yourself.
Oh no, I wanted to like save elephants in Africa once and alone, and she was like, hell no.
I could just see your mom right now. Oh my god, Lexi, oh my god, you know what can happen. She like pulls out a scroll of all the things that can
Lexi
happen.
Comes home with a baby tiger.
Yes,
I had to keep him, Ma. I couldn't leave him there.
Oh, that's great.
And just like little stuff, I definitely think growth in my job somehow. I want a puppy. Are we? Wait, were we saying goals
for
2019?
Are you ready for a puppy?
Yes.
I didn't know where we were at. I'm just listing things I want.
Do you want a doggy of your own?
I do.
Well, I know that you had a doggy for 20 years.
I did.
A beautiful princess.
I did miss her.
So you're ready for a new pup?
I think no matter when I get the new puppy, whether it's in a month or 5 years, I'll probably cry for two reasons. I just got a puppy and like it's official that Princess isn't here.
Aww.
I don't want to talk about this because I feel my eyes watering and I don't want this to be sad.
But it's not like this dog is going to take Princess's place.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole new pup with a whole new personality and it'll kind of be a present from Princess. So think of it that way.
Yeah,
it's true.
No, it will be.
Oh my God, please film that when you do get a puppy. How hilarious.
Lexi, her life is like dogs.
I know.
You do know her.
Yes.
If you go to her Facebook page, all there are dog videos.
<I know.
laughs>
It's the best.
It's so many dog like memes and videos and everything. It's the best. So since Princess was like a Cairn Terrier.
Yeah,
mix.
She was a Cairn Terrier with Jack Russell. So she was like, I don't know, 20 pounds or so. So she was a medium, small.
Would you get a dog like a totally different breed, like a big dog?
I already know what I want. It's a Great Dane.
Ooh, what?
They have the long legs.
Yeah. That's the first dog I want. But my mom and my dad, they were small people, so they think that this Great Dane is like a mini horse and it's going to be way too much to take care of.
It is.
But I want it. Like I love the fact that it's too big. I love the fact that it's like this mini horse because I've only known small. I want to go the biggest I can go.
I could so see you with a Great Dane. Oh my God.
But they say you know, because of its size, it doesn't live as long and it has hip issues. And I'm like, but you know what? To me, a dog that doesn't live till 20 is not long because that's all I've ever known.
Well, nobody's ever going to be a princess. I mean, let's be real here. Nobody's, I mean, 20 years. Jesus. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I hope you get a puppy.
I know. But what about you, Annie? You had 2018 was your year.
I know. So now I feel like, oh God, what's going to happen?
Girl, you had a baby.
Yes.
You just got a house?
Yeah, I haven't told anybody yet, but I closed on a house.
Yay! Yay! Can't wait for a sleepover. I already invited us over.
I know.
Yeah, no, oh my God, I can't wait. And you know, it just goes to show you can never set expectations on your life. I remember being out of college and I was like, oh, in a couple years, I'll, you know, settle down, get married, have a kid, hopefully have a house. I'm going to be 37 next year and I'm just getting my first house. Like I had the townhouse that I bought, but I'm saying like a house with the garage. Like
the whole
thing. I have a garage with the automatic pad where you put in a code and it opens. Last night I had to do a run of furniture over there and I don't know what the fuck I pressed, but the stupid thing was going back and forth, all the lights flashing. So I called Sean, I'm like, the garage door is going a little cray cray. He's like, are you that stupid? I'm like, dude, I've never had an automatic garage door. Like these little things, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I guess it's so boring, but in 2019 it'll be doing like upgrades to the house.
Yeah. But it's so refreshing to start a new year in a new place. It's not like you bought the home mid-year. Like you're starting 2019 in a completely new home.
home. Think about it that way. Home to like decorate
and just be refreshing.
Yeah, and to start new. And I know
raise Michael.
That's not the only thing. Aren't you like? I know you just had a baby, but aren't you looking forward to having another one? Girlfriend,
I'm trying to pump it up.
You're trying to have them Irish twins.
I've been trying since 6 months. So 6, 7, 8, 9. It's been about 3 months. But the thing is, I'm not doing whatever a lot of my friends did. I don't have the like ovulation thing. I don't even know when I'm ovulating. I'm just having sex when I feel like having sex and not being careful. You know what I mean? But it's not. My doctor said, she's like, after your first kid, it takes a little bit longer. So I'm cool with it. You know what? Maybe it's meant to give me a little bit of a gap because God's probably like, you crazy.
Watch, baby. Andy's going to take a pregnancy test next week. It's going to say positive.
Oh my God. Cookies. No, I just. Christina's mom made these cookies, right? Uh-huh. And Sean had them. He's like, what the hell are those? I'm like, he's a big like sweets guy. He ate the whole effing plate, right? I was like, really? Those are mine, by the way. He texted me, I need a dozen. I'm like, what? This is not an order. So jokingly, I told Christina, so her mom made a plate of them. Uh-huh. They're already gone, by the way. So I texted Christina a picture of the plate. I was like, maybe these could be some baby making cookies. AKA like, make them happy.
You can't have these until you please me.
And I did. I put the little emojis like, you're going to have to work for these cookies.
Oh, that's so fun.
So that'd be cool. I could probably, my uterus could take a little break, but I wouldn't mind a kid I want a girl 2019. Too now. Because then maybe I'd be done. Boy and girl.
And then you don't have to.
You don't like that? Me and Lexi vouch for 3.
I don't. Bad.
You what? Don't?
I don't vouch for 3.
I thought you. She's always changing on me.
No. I used to want 3 2 years
ago. Let's go way back. She used to want to have a surrogate carry that kid. She ain't. She ain't going through all that pain. All she ever has, like when we tell the stories of childbirth, she's like, I don't know. Oh my God, that scares me.
Right?
Now you're inching this way. You're inching there a little bit. Yeah.
But 2, if I were to get boy girl, I think I'd be happy with 2.
Not me. They're going to suffer like I did.
Get 3.
Imagine I had 3 of the same.
3 of you? That'd be hilarious.
What, like 3 girls or 3 boys?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I would love 3 boys and then like I'm the queen.
Hair flip.
We're on mics, but I did a hair flip.
I love that. Oh.
So we're excited for 2019 then, right?
Yeah, year. You girls gonna be on a jet plane flying around, hopefully. I'm gonna be vacuuming my carpet and putting up lamps. I don't know.
But Christina and I have to come see this house. Once you're settled in and fixed everything you wanted fixed, we wanna come see you.
Yeah,
and
show you how the garage door works. I got a fireplace.
Yes.
Really?
We can light a fire.
A real one?
It's a real fireplace.
Ooh, she's Annie, so
this
excited.
Is so cool. This is so Annie.
The one thing I was so pissed about, I was just telling this to Cindy Vero, who's been with us at PLJ. I was like, you know what? Life goal for me, I always freaking wanted a refrigerator with the ice maker. So like the townhouse, we still have the fucking ice cube trays. I hate those things. Like, you know, you gotta
refill them and you're like, oh, I forgot.
The fucking freezer and then you spill half of it in there. And I'm like, Sean, the day I make it is when we have like, I want a fridge where I can go crushed ice or full ice and stop having to go through this.
Yeah.
This new damn house doesn't have it. I'm like, oh, it's got like all the appliances from the 70s. So we're gonna have to like buy a new refrigerator, stove. That's my goal in 2019. An ice maker.
A baby. And an ice maker.
Yeah, I can go for that.
Those are the 2 things.
All right. Well,
so cheers to 2018.
To the new year. Let's get at the champagne.
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 Let's see what. Champagne.